Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Okay, welcome to FMLFPL Milan.
This Walsh.
We're just vibing out here.
Yeah.
You're fresh off the wild, cut. You're fresh off the boat.
Well, I don't know about that, but I am the former, yes, wild carded.
Yeah, you know, team's fresh. Yeah,
team's doing the things. I guess I'll just go through my team people that don't, you know, pay that.
Do
thank
social
God,
media.
I hope most of the people don't pay attention this closely, but I went five at the back. I went with triple Chelsea defense, Diaz, Stones, and Trent as my, you know, six people back there. Basically, Chelsea defense been looking insanely good. So I felt like, what do I know right now? I know that Tuchel has them organized and that they're keeping clean. So yeah. Going whole hog there and, you know, getting the three guys felt like a pretty good call. Rudiger didn't play today, obviously. Good job by me getting one guy that doesn't play. But, you know, they cleaned, and that was a good thing. You know, obviously getting Mendy over. Emmy is a punt and objectively dumb and bad thing to do. But I'm doing dumb things all the time. So I figured, why not add
that
one more to the list?
That Emmy save that got pulled was, I think, took him off max bones and save points. So he would have been on 10. So it's a lot better this way for you.
Well, the other thing too, I mean, I'm going to just have to say this out loud as a non-Emmy owner. Over 2xG for the Wolverhampton Wanderers, the Wanderers from Wolverhampton, pretty mental that clean was. I mean, the Saiss thing, I mean, that was ridiculous that the clean was held there. So
the most insane,
I mean, this was
shit
the kind
ever.
Of... Yeah, it was just pure luck. I mean, pure luck. And
It's over 2xG, but 1.89 of it is Cody and Saiss, which is also
two sitters.
Insane.
It wasn't like an accumulation of .1s and .2s. It was two insane chances. Insane. So,
but anyway, keep going.
I mean, part of the reasoning why I went there was because I just I've been talking about it for a long time, but Villa just fading, and you know they look bad, and they. Probably a 1-1 would have been fair, but the clean sheet was ridiculous. But either way, Chelsea, as we saw today too, dominated Everton and wasn't really a competitive game. So I like that. You know, I like where I went there. You know, Trent being rested for the first game since he got healthy about 3 months ago is very part and parcel for a wild card.
And Rudiger missing, or maybe he missed one other game.
He
since
missed
Tuchel
one
got
before.
There.
He did miss one game. With Zuma played one game for him a little bit ago, a few like four or five games ago, I think. So,
and then 10
but, you know,
straight
whatever.
Starts, and then
it's all fun. And then in midfield, I went with Kevin, Mo, and Son, and then I went with Kane and Antonio up top. You know, yeah, Mo, I still was feeling fine about going with him. And, you know, he played up top, which is something that he hadn't done much. So, you know, whatever. He blanked, you know, obviously. And Liverpool are a fucking mess right now. But Kane and Son look good. And Kevin had a lot of key passes. You know, unfortunately, didn't get any points. You know, he could have had an assist or two if things broke differently. And Antonio was dog today. But over, and I have Rafinha shielding on the bench. So he's coming in for Rudiger. And, you know, very unfortunate to blank today with him. Points. He could have had a goal and or an assist. You know, he was in and around it as usually is. Yeah. So, you know, the plan was, as I've been talking about, that the way I've been seeing the games, there's just not a lot of goals, not a lot of consistency in the goal scorers in the game, and wanting to put as many defenders out there as possible, you know, seemed like a good thing, and trying to pick players that are on teams that have things to play for, you know, predominantly with Chelsea. City, I guess, are not too many games left to play for when they wrap it up. But, you know, Liverpool, you know, they're still on the outside looking into Champions League, Spurs, West Ham. So, you know, I did those things, and, you know, we'll see how it goes. But overall, I feel okay. I have Captain Kevin, Diaz and Stones going on Wednesday, so we'll see. I mean, I'm on a green with them to go, and I mean, hopefully, like, one of them plays, maybe two, and I'll be, you know, still on a green. And I like my team, so I feel like it was a good wild card. So that's me.
Yeah, I like the wild card, and yeah, like you said, being on like a greenish, grayish arrow with your captain left and two center backs, hopefully two play, then it's pretty good.
Yeah. How about you? What did you look at this week?
I took a hit. I did Antonio and Lingard in for DCL and Saka. I came out exactly even on that 4 points difference and, you know, the minus four, so whatever. 46 points, hit down to 42, so a little 100K or so red as of now. I still have the triple City D, but I only expect like one of them to probably play. Like Cancelo was the worst player on the pitch. He probably won't play. And I imagine Laporte will come in for one of the center backs.
Yeah, Diaz Laporte seems like what I'm expecting.
Yeah, so I don't know. I still could get like fucking destroyed if like Gündo or Kev get points or something. Then I'm just like,
well, Gündo's the big one to dodge.
Gündo's the big one, but it would hurt. I captained Antonio. That was a disaster. He basically didn't play today. He played a reverse out of position. I managed to somehow captain Bruno last week with zero shots. Antonio this week with zero shots. I don't know. I was between Antonio and Kane. Like, Palace suck, but, like, they've been kind of tight. You know, they just had the 0-0 with United. I'm like, I don't know, Spurs. I also didn't expect him to go with like four attackers again and Bale.
It was also very surprised,
Didn't so expect it at all. I thought that would hurt a lot. He obviously did play and was a big part of Kane hauling. So, I fucked that up. But,
okay. At least we have.
And I benched Bruno, 10 pointer, you know.
Yeah.
Back to back weeks, he had no shots in open play, but, you know, don't need open play if you're Bruno. So that sucks. You know, if I played him instead of Bamford, which didn't really consider ever doing.
You shouldn't have.
Wouldn't have been. Yeah, it would have been good, but let me just do the mug winners for February since we didn't get to do that on the last pod. Adam Bradshaw, aka Buffon United in first, and second Luke Friesian, aka Judas Priest, and in third Ben Link, aka Ling's Looney Lumps. I'm not going to do the rest of the leagues since everyone has the City guys left to play this week on on Wednesday. Is that Wednesday?
Wednesday. So we have the early league game into the noon Champions League 2 hours later. Champions
Gorgeous. League
Wednesday. Perfect.
Yep. All right, bro. So where shall we begin?
I think we should start with just the Bruno, like the process of where we were and then what happened and then how to like kind of react or whatever it feels like appropriate.
What did you just say?
Because we were big on benching him or not, whatever, just like selling, whatever, like, you know, he comes in with a 10. I mean, are you upset that you benched him? Like,
not
you
know, at what all.
So, because this is the thing, everyone's like, oh my God, never bench Bruno again, LOL, smiley face, but also the sad face or whatever things.
If there was a player in the league who got zero shots in open play in back-to-back games, but they were on pens, I would never pick that player and I would never start that player. So yeah,
that's like when Click was on pens. Like, do you want
Milivojevic? Like, I never had him.
You don't want them.
It's a bad pick. I mean, he's capable. It's funny how everyone's like, oh my God, I should have gone Bruno, like, should have got rid of Mo.
Should have not gotten rid of Mo. Yeah, yeah.
fucking Mo could have gotten a random ass pen also, you know?
Yeah.
To gab Jesus tracking back and taking out Martial. It's not like it was like a fucking freak pen. And then, you know, Mo gets 10 points and Bruno finishes in zero shots. It's, I don't know, one thing they brought up on Double Pivot that I hadn't really thought of, but, you know, they're getting run into the fucking ground. Guys like Bruno, guys like Mo. Bruno's played 3,200 minutes already.
Yeah, and they're still
like 41 matches.
Yeah, there's still over 1,000 minutes on the table for him.
Yeah, I mean, the most he's ever played in a season was 4 years ago. He played 3,900 minutes, and there's a lot of months left still of games.
Yeah, but not only that, but also short off season plus played every minute of all of the post restart games last year. Yeah. So he's on a really, really long run of playing every minute of every game.
And he's looked really bad. He was bad.
He was actually ineffectual, invisible against Man City. Didn't do anything. Didn't create a chance.
And Palace, and Chelsea, and West Brom. He's been bad. It goes hand in hand with Manchester United's string of draws. You know, that's not a coincidence. He is basically their entire attack, and he's world class and should be part of their entire attack. But yeah, he's been kind of rough lately, and you know that's why we benched him, because he's playing against the best defense in the world.
Yeah, and it was exactly as we expected the game to bore out. I mean, Manchester United did not, you know, do much of anything at all. You know, they had the pen, and then they had the counter, the Shaw goal. But generally speaking, I mean, this was exactly the same game that they've played against the top six sides all season long. Yeah, it was an exact carbon copy. It was just a couple of moments of good fortune rather than, you know, what should have happened, which was probably a 1-0 City or something like that. And
I mean, I thought they played overall well. Like, they executed the game plan. For what they wanted to
do. Yeah, well. For killing a game and parking the bus game, and not attacking.
Disrupting City. Good.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, scoring-wise,
they didn't do fucking anything.
Best chance of the game was like a McTominay weird slide tackle that went past the defender to Tony or something. Tony was kind of good. That's a thing of note, I guess.
Yeah, that was his first good game of the season.
Yeah,
it was his brother or something. But I think it still comes back to just, you know, with me with United, the same thing is that I have no faith in Ole, and they are out of idea. They look like they have no ideas when I watch them, and I haven't seen them put in a good performance in months. And I don't I don't have faith that he's going to all of a sudden, like, they're going to start looking good again. Like, I feel like they're going to just continue to try and eke out, like, slog fest, most like mundane, shitty ass games for the rest of the season to try and just maintain second or third place.
Yeah,
and I mean, just don't have faith that they're gonna, you know, all of a sudden like look good or play better.
Yeah,
you know,
I go back to the minutes thing, because it's really the best, like, the best and most logical reason I've heard to them just like slowing down to how they've been playing for the last month or so, which is really bad attacking wise. Except for the Southampton freak game, which now everyone realizes was a complete freak game. It's like, yeah, I mean, they're really thin attacking, you know? They have Bruno, who's asked to do everything. Rashford starts every fucking game imaginable. Then they have, like, Greenwood, Tony, Dan James, Cavani, who all kind of don't stay fit and are all really inconsistent or old in Cavani's case or young in Greenwood's case and et cetera. And, yeah, I don't know.
Paul. I mean, without gelling. Paul,
Paul.
That's a big deal. Paul's a really big deal, because Paul just tees the magic out of the bag more than like Bruno to me, even. Because, okay, Bruno plays the risky passes, but he just fucking donks balls over the, like, he just does like dumbass fucking shit that's usually intercepted, but sometimes works like 10% of the time.
I was just going to say, Anka described Bruno as like Kevin before he met Pep. Just like all the skill, do everything all the time, but no like organization and structure. Yeah. He's just a wild card maniac.
Yeah, maniac, like a Tasmanian devil kind of boy.
Yeah, he's so good, but like,
I'm just like so out on United. Like, I'm so tired of watching their shitty performances every game, and I'm tired of having Bruno and like having to like covert root for him because I have him, and I'm just ready to be buried by him. Honestly, it's really what it comes down to.
Because
in the league,
like in the top four race, it's really just like Spurs, West Ham, Chelsea.
Yeah.
I mean, City, obviously. City.
But they, I'd rather, like, this is where it comes back to, like, the manager to me on, and, like, Everton even. Like, I feel like when it gets into this kind of stage of the season, like, the manager makes such a huge difference about, like, how the team's going to perform, how they're set up, and how he's, like, managing the squad and shit. And, like, there's literally nothing that has ever happened in Manchester United under Ole to, for me to watch them play like this for like six, seven games. And looking at the personnel and think like, oh, he's going to figure it out and they're going to start playing better and scoring and creating chances. They haven't been creating chances since like fucking Halloween.
Yeah, they haven't been consistent for a very long time.
Yeah, since post restart. They were post restart, Greenwood was scoring every shot, every goal. Every shot he took was his goal. Yeah. And they were just flying. And Tony was playing well.
And they looked incredible.
Everyone was just fucking interchanging.
The eye test looked amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. And the stats were backed it up and everything. And that hasn't been there. So, I mean, you know, you get Bruno kind of almost as like an FPL coverage hedge like thing, but I still really think like if you're trying to find the clever thing to do, that's definitely high risk because he's owned by a lot of players. They FPL managers and, you know, they get a pen and then he has like a huge game and with that alone. But, you know, you can't have been watching Manchester United play for the last month and say this, like if there are no names on the shirt, be like, this player is going to be good for FPL. Like he looks awful. He looks worse than Lookman.
Who do you like? Like, are you in on Obbs? Are you in on Bale? Are you just going cheaper guys?
Yeah, I mean, like, cheaper guys, like, put it in defense. Like, yeah, Kane, Son.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's, you can get creative and inventive. Like, just because you aren't spending your whole budget doesn't mean that, you know, that's an issue necessarily.
Yeah.
And
yeah, yeah.
You know,
I was thinking about Bale also. And the fact that Europa League is back, that might be like a undercover gift for us. Like if he's just Bale's doesn't play playing Europa minutes, I'm going to be like, yeah, he's probably going to play in the league. Like it's pretty telling.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, the thing with Bale is even though he's only playing 65 minutes a game, 70 minutes a game, he looks
like Bale. You know?
he looks like Bale. Exactly. He looks like Bale, not a shadow of Bale.
We haven't seen Bale in so many years.
Yeah. Like he's making, he's doing the things on his left foot. He's putting in really good balls. He's creating chances. He's making the late runs in the box to get
people on the dribble.
Yeah, he's beating people. He's just doing everything, and he looks really good. So, I mean, if you're sitting here and you're watching, it's like if there's anything this season's taught us is buy last week's point. And
yeah, I know.
Like
seriously,
Mo,
right?
Like Bruno, like these players look really bad and have looked bad for a little while, and the teams aren't functioning. I mean, I really don't mind it after watching Bale. I mean, it's just another cherry in his onion, you know?
What? What did you just say to me?
I got mixed up.
Yeah, the minutes thing, it's like, it's probably the type of thing that we won't be able to quantify this year, but maybe like 2 years from now when someone does like a study on the COVID season into Euros and all that shit, everyone's just going to be like, why did they do that to all the players? You know, like, why is it fucking March and Mo has 3,100 minutes already and 38 matches already? And it's just like, fuck me, dude. That's a lot of action, you know, with Champions League and fucking the league left. It's like, fuck.
Perhaps it's too much action.
It is. Yeah. And then you see City, right, who are walking the league. And obviously City and Chelsea, Chelsea look fucking great. We should talk about Chelsea. Like, two most expensive rosters, the two highest wage bill. Actually, United, I think, is the highest wage bill, but that's like poor construction. Yeah, but like the wage bills and depth of Chelsea and City are just insane, and they can just rotate. Like Chelsea's bench today were just all like nailed on starters, really good players, except like Kepa. And City just rotate every single week and don't miss a beat, you know? Whereas,
City also haven't suffered any injuries this season somehow.
That's true. But, United, we just talked about how their attack is, like, deceptively thin, even though they have a really expensive squad. And Liverpool's obviously fucking been thin for, like, three straight years in attack, let alone the injuries and all that shit. And,
I mean, that's the thing with City, though. I'm looking at City's FPL page. They have no flags on their literal entire team. Like, even
part of
guys
that
you
I
don't
would
even
say
think about
is the rotation too.
Yeah, no, that's exactly the point is that, you know, when you're able to do that, then it keeps players fresher. So, City look and Chelsea, definitely.
Money is really good.
Yeah, money's good.
That, the 538 thing that I was referencing last pod for, like, who predicts it, like, a big big factor in their algorithm is just the wage bill of the team, because it's a really good predictor of how the teams play.
Yeah.
It's good. Money's good.
Yeah. But I mean, I think all, I mean, broader speak, I definitely don't like OBS. I still feel like that's a big of a risk.
And I just don't like any Arsenal picks to fail.
Yeah. It's just too ropey with how much they're putting in Europe and who's going to play. I just don't know. But
I guess along with the Bale thing, we shouldn't be making we know COVID season, you don't make early transfers, but like, we'll see their Europa team. We'll know on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll know.
If OBS started and played 90, stay the fuck away. If Pepe, Willian, Saka start and OBS is rested, we know won't happen. Yeah, I know. OBS, sure. Yeah, you can pick him, I guess. You know,
like, that's why I feel like I would be like, most surprising thing of the season if Bale starts, I think. Like, that, if he thinks he can run him out there for 3 games in a row in a week, like, after, that would be insane.
He said some weird quote about him, like, he's gotten over his psychological scars or something like that. I was like, okay, who knows
what that means. But no, like you're saying, if Bale starts, then yeah, you're obviously pretty sure that he's not going to start against Arsenal. But if he doesn't start, then that looks like such a good option there. But
it's a really hard decision for Mu, to be fair. Like, to go for Europa or to go for top four with, I don't, in think terms he of like Bale to, starting in Europa versus Bale starting against Arsenal.
Yeah, I don't think he needs to decide. I think that's why he has the benefit in the Europa of a two-legged competition where,
that's true,
you know, he can do the thing where, like, the Mu thing of, you know, play fucking and Doms and Hoge and Sissoko and try and kill a game and get Nick one on the counter and then come home and then, put the guys out and try and get one or two before halftime. He knows how to do that. And I think that he'll be good to be able to fight on both fronts. So,
it's interesting. Son or Gareth? I mean,
it's tough because Son plays. I mean, Son plays and has the minutes, but at the same time, like, you know, you're watching the games and Bale gets into positions that Son, like, doesn't really anymore. Like, Son's playing a lot more, like, kind of
a winger,
edge of the box. Like, yeah, more a winger, edge of the box creator, and Bale's, like, coming into the box as a recipient for sitters.
Yeah, tapping.
Son still has missed, like, a couple chances. Like, he could have 1 or 2 goals over the last 2 games.
Yeah, and that hitter,
Yeah, so he's getting there too, but, I mean, you look at Son, dude, he has 1 goal since game week 18.
It's crazy.
1 goal, and he's played every minute.
Imagine saying in 18, he's going to score 1 goal in the next, like, 10 games or something.
It's insane. Impossible. The Baron run is insane for a player like him, and he's barely, like, keeping his head above water because he's just getting, like, a little tick here or there, an assist here or there. But I mean, his points per game has been pretty disappointing for his price over the, you know, the last couple months. But he still looks good to me.
And playing is not still just much, it's like it's like boring to say because it's like so idiotic.
That's why Rashford is good.
You have to be on the pitch to get points. Bottom line, you know, like, even though you want Bale and the sexiness, it's, I don't know. But again, though, like, I'm going to just keep bringing this home because I do think it's a good point. We've brought it up before. And Son's already at 2,800 minutes on the season. Most he's ever played in a season is 3,300 minutes. And there's still a lot of season left.
Yeah, he's going to eclipse that for sure.
Maybe he's just fucking dead.
And Son has Euros this summer.
What?
Hey. I'm seeing if you're paying attention.
I'm paying so much attention, dude.
Oh, my God.
But Chelsea are good. Chelsea look fucking good. What's so funny?
Yeah. I'm just like, where would Son play on Euros if he transferred from, or if he got expat from SK to a European?
He's probably,
would he be like on, like, Liechtenstein or something?
At least Germany, in German and English from his stint in Germany. So he can, maybe that'll help his case there.
Yeah, but that's not fun. He would go to Wales with Garrett, with Bat, if he would recruit him.
That'd be fun.
Yeah,
Kane would have him at England.
Yeah, fucking Southgate would bench him every game.
Well, Rashford's got to play somewhere. But
he would actually pick Rashford over Son.
100%.
But what else do we have today?
Chelsea are fucking good.
Yeah,
Chelsea,
good players, good manager, good team.
It took a very short amount of time for a top manager to come in and just be like, they're the second best team in the league.
It took zero games.
Well, I mean,
literally first game.
But they have gotten better. Like, when they first started there, they were defensive possession team, but created nothing in attack. And then, you know, today they completely dismantled Everton in a way that, like, they haven't done yet until today.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, like, all while rotating. Like, no problem.
Tuchel's serious. Like, he's a serious manager. It's really enjoyable to have watched his team's performances, like personnel choices and tactics since he got here for me.
It's been
7 games, and it's just been like mystifying of how he's like, it's just pragmatism, right? Where he gets there, you can see a lot of the elements where he's like trying to find the system. He's pretty much been 3 at the back the whole time. He's like, I'm going to do this thing. I don't know which players are going to play where or I'm going to try different players in and out of different combinations to see what like I like to the point where also he's managing the squad where he fucking starts Kepa got a game in the league.
Why not?
Fucking plays Kepa.
Yeah, why not?
No, but like the ability for him, he's saying to everyone like Pulisic, I know how good he is. Ha ha ha. He's the best thing ever. LOL. He's on the bench every single game. Yeah. He's like, I'm just going to leave this as my break glass option. He started
basically everyone except Pulisic at this point.
He's had one start so far, Pulisic.
Yeah.
But he's managing the squad like this, even like the psyches of the players.
Billy Gilmore must be fuming right now. He's not gotten a match yet.
Oh my God. Yeah. Billy Gilmore's he's simple jacking somewhere. I don't know what he's up to. Fucking Gallagher's with him. Like, yeah, I know, mate. That's why I'm at West Brom. You should come too.
But yeah, Kai gets the start today. Timo back wide.
Yeah. And Kai was just ran the game, man of the match performance today. Yeah.
So good.
He's just getting a song out of anyone whenever he wants, and he's out managing every single game he's played every manager. I mean, he got Klopp, he had Ralph, you know, he had fucking Moo, he had Deitch, the ginger Moo. He's doing everything. It's really impressive, and it's also just like that much more scary about what they're going to be like next year when they don't spot...
They're going to be title challengers,
Spot the league 20 games with a fucking... absolute moron running the team.
Yeah.
And they're really good. I mean, they're so organized and it's so hard to break them down. They don't even really let up shots on target. I mean, it's like City, honestly. The defense is like City-esque. Yeah, they control the game in different ways, but they're so dominant. It's nuts how good Chelsea are. It's really impressive. Tuchel's.
The thing that isn't good fantasy-wise is like no one's nailed. Like forward attackers, there's just no one.
No,
So you know, Cardi was asking Werner or Mount or neither. I think it's neither. Like I still think
Mount for his price is a decent pick. I mean, you know he's got an eye on.
He'll start the large majority of games. I think.
Yeah. I mean, and at his price, again, it's a big difference when it's someone 7 versus 9 plus, and you know, Mount ticks in like a goal here and there every couple or every other. He's fine, but you're not in love. You know, you're not in love with that pick, and he's certainly not like an explosive player because they don't explode; they just control.
Yeah. So that's Chelsea there. So I mean, Aspil's the most nailed of anyone, obviously by far.
It was so funny to do today, like just watching the game, and I was like, he didn't really do anything. Aspil, I don't know what the fuck. He was just playing his position. Yeah. And I was just like, he's probably going to be doing really well on bonus. And I check. I'm like, yep, Max Bones. That's like this fucking joke.
I wonder what he did. Yeah, he's just been... He's been gaming the system for 8 years now or whatever.
Bonus points are just like... I know we talk about it every year, but it's just so frustrating.
And we actually don't. We try and avoid talking about it as much as possible.
I know. But it's just, why do they exist? Why do they exist?
The real question.
They serve no purpose.
Well, it's funny because every once in a while we have to, this is sort of related to like the price changes rant, the famous price changes rant, but it's like every once in a while we have to explain bonus points to someone. Like how Derek didn't know that you get more bonus points for a goal for your forward and more as a midfielder over a defender. And he was like, why? And then I was like, yeah, the funny thing is like they try and even it out with BAPS, even though, because you you get less points for the actual goal, but more bonus points. So they just end up like trying to make it even instead of just making goals all worth the same amount of points and no bonus points being involved.
It's or most you idiotic just make thing. The well, I think that the fact that you get more points per goal from a defender to a forward, I like that. I just the bonus points don't.
Yeah,
make
but
sense.
Then they counter themselves by making
exactly.
it like
that's the
24 BPS for a forward and
right.
12
then it
for
ends
a
up being basically worth like 5 or 6 points a goal yeah, for the forward. It's like, ridiculous.
Exactly. And yeah, it's just like so stupid. Like they make and a I decision mean, what, there was the and game, then they can't stick to it. They just double back on themselves.
And the game today, I mean, what Dawson scored a goal and he had one bonus point. Like Creswell having an assist, like he had a better game. Like fucking Dawson scored a goal.
Dawson scored a goal and missed a big chance, which is
yeah,
bad.
Which is bad
but
in the game.
Good because it's getting good. Big chances is good. It's just
but it's bad.
Dawson's Creek all over again. Yeah. This guy can't
like
get
Creswell
a break.
Just because he's on set pieces gets max bonus points, but it's the thing too. It's they're like, oh, it's supposed to balance out players who don't. Like, get points for goals and assists, but all it fucking does is give players who get yeah. goals and assists
yes.
more points.
More points, yeah. Because
like
the
we're
biggest,
not seeing, like...
The biggest BAPS things are goals and assists.
Yeah. It's like, are we seeing Conte getting bonus points? He has zero all season. He fucking does all of the other things in the game that don't show up on the score sheet every game. It's just...
Yeah.
It's so
yeah, the
fucking
BPS
stupid.
Leaders are fucking... In mids are Bruno, Son, JWP, okay, Mo, Gundo, Jack. You know, it's just all the
players who
high
score
scores.
All the points anyway.
The forwards,
it's
Kane,
so
Bamford, Vardy, DCL, Bob, Ollie Watkins. Like, it's just the guys who score the goals and do stuff. It's just, it's so fucking bad.
That's why the Champions League scoring. I mean, just throw recovered balls in there and let's give it a go. Just
yeah,
and that's and that's a World
solution.
Cup fantasy and Euro fantasy. They do the same exact thing. There's
it's
no fucking bonus
solution.
Points,
yeah.
And you throw recovered balls and whatever those are. I still don't really know, but at least they're just some little fun things.
I know that Bruno's good at them, and that's part of the reason why he's so good on bonus. So he would still be good. Don't worry, everyone. You'd get lots of recoveries. Yeah, man. What else happened this week?
It's a lot of clean sheets again. I mean, it's again. I mean, there's so many clean sheets in the double. There were so many. There were again. There were like fucking ten teams kept.
Not
cleans.
My guys.
Yeah, well, that's the
City,
user error, but
regs. Why'd Benteke have to score the one fucking goal?
Yeah, I know that was nuts. We were
regs
poor
almost.
Well,
got
to be, we should
have
probably.
Too.
Yeah, he did almost. Yeah, we could have scored a couple. I mean, Wilf, when Wilf came on, we were alive
yeah,
in the second half.
Yeah, that one shot that, like, yeah. Well, that beat Lloris to the post.
Yeah, I mean, West Ham fucking played Leeds off the pitch today, I think.
They were good.
They were just controlling it, I think. And, yeah, I mean, the games were fun this weekend. I thought a lot of them were really fun to watch.
Yeah, there were some good ones.
I mean, the Liverpool-Fulham game was also, I thought, really a good watch, even though Liverpool didn't function again.
I mean,
we should probably touch on Liverpool with Jota.
I made
came
units
in
on that, at least, you know? I can't bet against my team for that.
Do you think Jota, I mean, now that he got a start under his belt, do you think that he's looking like a good pick?
Good? I would say no. I don't think any Liverpool player is looking like a good pick in this moment, but does he have a chance of being a good pick? Yes. Like, him and Mo are the only players in the entire fucking roster that I would say, like, have a chance of being good picks right now. You know, Bob's hurt. Mane continues to just be, like, completely off the boil, like, whiffing at another good chance against Fulham like he did the game before.
Mane, dude.
Mane's been...
It's nuts. Every single game.
The biggest
disaster
of every...
It's, like, worse than the previous game somehow. He just keeps putting in...
Yeah, like... Yeah. People always tend to blame Bob because he's like the quote unquote striker.
Nine. Yeah, it's so bullshit.
It's
bullshit.
It's really, really stupid. Like anyone who says that just like doesn't understand what's happening. But Mane is like getting away with not getting the blame from the media. Like
yeah,
I don't
it's not, and he's,
the halftime show people and Tim Howard. Yeah, well, no one talks about Mane ever.
The thing that's I think more of an indictment for Mane is like you can tell very much that the game plan of Liverpool, like in a lot of these games, is to get Mane goals.
Yeah.
Like
I mean,
he's the one who's making the runs inside.
Right,
like Bob dropped
right.
deep to like pull someone and like
right.
Mane is typically the guy who's in the box receiving the pass
right.
and then fucking up. Like
right,
for
right.
like a long time. It's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, no, like you said,
I mean, maybe criticism, like Jota will get a run of games for Mane because maybe he just needs a fucking break. He's got to
put
them all.
He has to put them all in though at this point.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I still think like Curtis as like the fourth attacker driving is like a thing to try, but what is besides the point. But yeah, I agree with you. I mean, like, even if Bob like misses a big chance or whatever, like he does so much other shit in the game that like it's not a wasted 11. But when Mane is missing his big chances, it's like, fuck me, like just get off the pitch, like sub him, like do anything, you know.
He has seven goals this year in 2,000 minutes. I mean, that's last year he had 18 and 700 more. I mean, he's like just off the pace. And I think, you know, with Liverpool, I still feel like... It's the lowest
goals per 90 in his actual entire career. Yeah. Since he was fucking 19 playing for Mets in Ligue 2.
I still feel like Liverpool are going to just like go on a run of wins just because I believe in Klopp and I believe in the players so much more than I do the quality of the opposition. Just looking at their fixtures, like I still feel like they're going to win most of the games that are upcoming. I've been saying this every week for like a month and it hasn't looked good.
The gambling market and shit would agree with you. I mean, like, they're still...
Okay, well, I like to hear that.
Decent chance, you know, them, gambling market, 538, all that shit is like, they're still probably fine. They're not favored to make the top four, but they're right in there, you know? But yeah, the results keep being really bad. I mean, the break is a good thing for them. You know, that's coming at the right time for them after Wolves, so that's good. They should
to get Hendo back. I mean, is he the only one? And I mean, just have time to close.
Train and shit. Yeah. That's like the most important thing. Just rest and train. But I don't know. They're bad. Like I said, when I saw that Fulham lineup, I immediately bet against them. And that was the worst fucking Liverpool lineup in five years.
Lineup? Yeah. I mean, it was both,
I meant... that's what I meant. The Liverpool lineup against Fulham. Not the Fulham lineup. Yeah. That's the normal lineup.
Yeah, I was what do you mean?
No. That's not what I meant at all. Liverpool lineup against Fulham, it was the worst fucking piece of shit lineup. They were saying on Anfield Rap, like, Neil was going through every team in the league, and he's like, I would take their back four. I'd take their back four over our back four.
Worse than Newcastle.
Yeah, like, fucking, oh my God. So bad. I mean, there's no team in the league, not even Man City, who start their seventh and eighth choice center backs and be, like, good. It's not humanly possible.
Yeah, so. Meanwhile, they let up a pretty fluky goal from Mo being dispossessed like a fucking Munsooner in his own box and like a really good finish under Alisson, like diving low.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they were a tit's hair away from keeping it clean again, which is what they've been doing.
Which is why you have
come hell and high water,
even though I told
whoever
you,
the fuck play center back.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's this is the other thing, too. I mean, you talk about hard lines.
I've never heard that expression before.
It's not an expression. I feel like it's from like I don't know, dude.
Like
I don't know.
Something.
They say, dude, you were there when we were talking about what public school means in England. It's a private school.
Yeah, I remember this. Yeah, I had the. It's insane. I had the.
So
good,
all the words are different.
You were the one who asked what they call homeschooling then, and I said it's probably called like school learning. Like, it's just, like, insane.
Everything's different, but
I don't know.
Like, Liverpool are just like, they're not getting a set piece goal, they're not getting the little things, and they're just it's still more of the same. But I still feel like I like look at the players, I'm like, this can't keep happening. It's the same thing when I watch like Emmy, I'm like, he can't keep getting away with it.
Yeah,
and then Saiz has a tap in and he like picks the ball up and puts it in his fucking pants or something.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that you actually say that because, again, this is like a post-COG thing that we'll talk about after the season. We've talked about it, I think, a couple weeks ago, but like that's what me and you are both so bad at, the short-term unsustainable things happening. Yeah. Like Gundo scoring two goals every game, like, well, it's not going to last, so we don't get him. But it still happens.
But then it lasts for three, four more games, and then it stops, and we lose
in the
40
short
points.
Term.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's every time, all
so
the
we
time.
Don't get it. And look, we're right.
Bale.
It's not happening.
We're not going to get Bale. he's going to probably get currently 60 points in the next 7 games, and we're going to get none of them.
And then he's going to start no getting rotated, and we're going to be like, 7 see?
Games. Yeah, we were right. Meanwhile, we
see? So stupid. We play this like long term game. Like
so it's bad.
We play we're like so it's fucking stocks, stupid. But it's like it's not so... stocks because you make money in this game while it's going up, you know?
It's like fucking Sour Patch Kids. Like when you have them, you just want to eat them. You can't save them.
Yeah. Just... Nate actually can. Fun fact about Nate. He'll take like a month
producer Nate?
To eat like one thing of candy or something.
Fuck him.
It's insane.
I don't care about
I talked
that.
About it with his girlfriend. She's like so happy that I noticed. I was like, yeah, it's like the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. Anyway, let's do some questions. How about that?
Yeah, that was really on. We're getting loose right now. I don't
know. It's good. Chuck Norris said, with the season basically over for those of us eliminated from the Cup, who are the fun, punty, high upside guys to bring some joy back into our lives, or more likely snuff out the flame?
Oh my God, the season's basically over if you're out of the Cup. That's what we've come down to.
I never know what to do with these kind of questions.
I mean, OBS is fun. Because sure. No one has Bale him and he's
fun. Definitely fun. I don't care how many people have him. He's fun.
I feel like fun. Players like James, I'm always like kind of like, oh, is he healthy? Like, I mean, he doesn't even fucking always play. Like Wilf, you know. There's not a ton of Lingard's fun action. Fun. Yeah, Lingard's in a perverse way. I mean, don't get him this
freak.
Week when he's ineligible.
He's a freaking he's fun. We're just basically naming like high upside risky picks. Like, I don't know.
Well, that's what fun is. Yeah, I mean, it's not fun to have fucking fun. Bruno, like some shitty ass fuck who just gets a pen every two games
that's
and
fun.
Doesn't affect open play
get
for
some
the rest
Fulham
of the
guys.
Time.
Root for them to stay up. It'd be so much better for all of our lives if they stay up instead of Newcastle. Yeah,
but this is the thing, like looking around is like what? There actually are not attackers who like good in the game. I feel like they're all just kind of fucking terrible.
Yeah, it's extremely rare. Yeah.
I want 10 defenders and a goalie, and I want to play
Kane.
That. If I could do that, I would do, fine. 9 defenders, Kane, and a goalie. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, it'd be pretty good, honestly. That's all I got for you.
Yeah, no, there's, same. I mean, I'm just really looking through the teams and just completely dumbstruck about who to get, like an attack.
Every
it's just
team
nobody.
Is tired. Every player's tired. Every team is running to the fucking ground. The quality of the Euros is going to be the worst quality of any Euros in the last like decade. But I'm here for it.
Except maybe we need to get that. This is going to be the Euros of like Slovakia or like teams that have players that are like second tier who don't play 50 domestic games.
True. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Serbia.
Yeah, well, look around. We got to do some running stats on
Dude,
that.
I can't fucking wait for your... When are Euros? It's March. It's probably not for a while. Oh, God.
June or July or something. I don't know.
A few more months to kill.
But we have baseball soon, so that's good.
Yeah.
Davna said, when and who on Wolves D? So they have Liverpool, blank, West Ham. But then they have Fulham, Sheffield, Burnley, West Brom, Brighton. That's good. I mean, Cody is the cheapest way in.
I don't know. I mean, well, first of all, why and what team composition do you have that you want them now? I mean, I guess if you're selling me that Liverpool aren't going to score, I mean, I guess I could listen to that.
Yeah.
It's not reasonable. Insane.
It's the Cody derby also.
Yeah, well, Cody's fucking piece of shit, but... Yeah, I mean, I guess you still want to go with Saiz, right? I mean, he's the one that still he still gets those
chances and stuff. Yeah, and he has been starting. I mean, Nuno has been fucking annoying with like
very annoying.
Kilman could get a game. Boley could get
Johnny?
A game.
I like Johnny. Fucking,
I like him,
Johnny.
But he doesn't fucking attack. It's like
I know,
a myth.
He doesn't.
Like he's a good player, but it's Yeah. Just because you play wingback does not mean you actually attack.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, he's the most like inverted central defense, yeah. central midfield CDM or whatever. I don't know what to call it, but yeah, because I mean, basically, Semedo basically just does the same exact fucking thing that Doc did, and and Johnny's still playing. You're right.
Yeah,
I mean, Semedo gets into the positions, but he's so fucking bad it doesn't even matter. So probably terrible. Saiz is. If I had to pick one, it would be Saiz probably.
Yeah, I agree. Jesse,
I'm still not going there though.
Which team's to target for cheap defense for the run in? I think he's on wildcarding next week or something like that.
I mean, this is the thing that's really, really odd about this season, right? Like Villa have like a 4 or 5 defender, right? There's like Konsa. I mean, like a lot of the, like Chelsea have Bodger and Rudiger, who are both under 5. Like a lot of the good teams and good defenses have really cheap, like even Everton have some cheap guy, like Holgate's still cheap. He plays every fucking minute he can handle. Fulham really good. They're all 4 or 5. Like there are so many 4 or 5 defenders.
Yeah,
Fulham, they just keep it clean every game.
Yeah,
there's a lot of picks. So you know, just throw a dart. I mean, even West Ham, they're all under 5 still.
Just match it up with like fixtures or something. Like if you're wildcarding, you're gonna be rotating like say one attacker and two defenders or something for two spots. Then just maybe fixtures will tell you where you need to go.
Yeah, and even Shaw, he's like 5-1. I mean, there's so many defenders who are.
And they've been better recently defensively. United, they've been keeping cleans and been okay.
Yeah, but they've wait until they play bad teams and they'll be shipping goals for fun.
Can I get a hell yeah? I said, can we talk about Mo? We kind of talked about Mo, and then Jesse again.
Well, I mean, we didn't talk too much about Mo. Like, are you like concerned? Are you selling? Are you holding? Or
I'm basically in the same spot as last week. I mean, I'm not happy about it. If you want to do like Mo to Bale or something, like I'm not going to stop you, you know, like that's fun and fine. But you know, I mean, if you're going to like bet on who's one guy who's going to turn around really bad form and score goals to end the season, it's obviously him.
Yeah.
And then Jesse again, he said, for Alon, what's your take on Leicester for the end of the season? How will they play without Barnes and Matto? Anyone worth grabbing? Dude, Leicester are on the precipice of another tailspin, I think.
They haven't already engaged?
Well, they managed to get a win, and I don't know, whatever. That game, Brighton probably should have won, but that's the Brighton story. But yeah, I mean, just looking at their last three, they get absolutely demolished by Arsenal. They scrape by a 1-1 against Burnley, probably should have lost that game, and then managed to get 3 points against Brighton, also probably should have lost, at least drawn that game. They've been playing really badly, and missing some of their best players is really bad. They also have to play City, Man United, Chelsea, Spurs to, you know, like in their last run in. I don't like it. I don't like any of the picks, really.
Yeah. I also came up with something last week when I was looking at everything. I'm going to be rooting really hard for Leicester.
Why?
Because if they make Champions League, they're going to be so fucking fucked next season.
I see.
And I want that. I want that bad.
So you're back in on Leicester.
I'm in on Leicester. I want Leicester to win every fucking game for the rest of the year badly. Because people are still going to buy their players next year in the game.
Oh, Vardy is still going to be like 10-5 and half the people are going to still have him. Yeah.
Go Leicester.
They've just been bad. We know they're capable of being better than this, but they've been bad. There's better teams than them in the same top four race. I just don't like it. It's got very eerily similar vibes to last season, I think. So, yeah.
Pereira's been good.
He is good, but Jesus Christ. Yeah, that pick's been... We backdoor found that he was a scam on the pod, and now he's just a pure fraud. Ricky P, not for me.
They're all frauds. It's incredible. It's so good. Nothing makes me happier. Oh my God, it makes me so happy.
As it is written, so shall it be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's it. Let's look at our teams.
Sure.
What are you up to? I don't know. Well, I'm in this weird predicament because I don't have free hits, so I've been like stockpiling game week 29 guys. But now I have 3 Leeds guys who play Chelsea, and I have like Antonio at Man U, I just have like not great fixtures. Even Reguilon at Arsenal is not good. I'm just like pretty sure I'm gonna have a fucking bad week this week. I should probably save in 29, like bring in two more guys who play, and then wildcard in 30. I think that's like what I should do. The only thing that would change it is I don't see a captain in my team unless I were to go Kane in North London Derby. Which,
dude, there's not a lot of captains. Period. This week, it's a tough one.
So unless I like find a captain that I really like, I think I should save. I just am gonna have a bad week because all my fucking matchups are bad.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about saving as well. My team looks fine, but you know, as we talk about captain, and I'm like, you know, looking around here, thing over here, thing over there. Palace play West Brom. Could do Wolf. Could get Wolf in for a little capo shout.
Don't hate it. Big Sam Darby.
But, yeah, I mean, it's probably bad and stupid, but I don't know. I'm just feeling restless.
Let's just talk about caps then. Like, who do you like? I mean, I think Kane as of now.
Yeah, form, I think Kane's...
everything, they look good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that that's a fine shout. I mean, Arsenal, they still field a one David Luiz. You never know what they're going to do. You know, they throw fucking nightmare howler shit out all the time. Arsenal, they have plenty of players capable of that. And, you know, they're kind of a little bit on the beach, sort of. So I think that's really just fine. Yeah, that
kind of ruined any chances
of them. It showed a little bit of their... I mean, they should have scored two. They should. They had Saka.
They also have Olympiacos, you know. They have 2 days off between Europa League and North London
Derby.
So,
I mean, if he's sitting there and prepping them for a game, it's going to be probably the Greeks and not the Spuds. So, I like Kane still in that game. I think there's just not many others, really.
Like, I'm not capping Bruno against West Ham. No fucking chance.
Yeah, well, that's
I don't like capping ridiculous. The City attackers against Fulham. I mean, that's probably... I don't know what that game is. Fulham are a good D. It's 1-0. Not going to be easy.
It's just a 1-0 City. Yeah, 1-0. Something like that. They'll score in the 25th minute and then just run the game out.
Yeah. I mean, like...
I'm on Trent, honestly.
I'm on Trent.
Yeah.
Big ask.
I don't think it's an ask. I mean, Wolves have been playing well lately. They're good on set pieces, which Liverpool are bad at, but otherwise...
are really bad at, yeah.
But I still feel like that's a small percent chance of just... hitting on a few rare opportunities. I don't know. I feel like the clean looks good there, and I'm kind of feeling Trent.
Obviously, that I was going to hate it, but teams have been getting behind Liverpool easily, and they have a lot of pace. I don't like it, but
it's a hard week for Trent or Kane.
If I knew who was starting for Chelsea, which obviously we won't know, but if we knew that like Timo was in or Kai was in or Mount was in or something, like I think that's pretty reasonable against Leeds. Like they could score three. Yeah. They sliced Everton to fucking shreds.
Yeah. But for the reason that you're saying, we don't know who's playing.
We don't really know. Yeah.
And you know that he's going to run the first team out, you know, this week.
Yeah.
You might want to give him a break because, you know, probably can't afford to. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Yeah, I mean, I assume that like Timo and Mount are in there.
I don't assume that. I think Mount feels...
Mount is number one.
But dude, I'm not captaining Mount. You're not captaining Mount. Are you kidding me?
Mount barely scores a goal
like every few games, like for whatever a world.
He takes all their corners. He scores some goals. And I think they could score three against Leeds, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like that.
It's a hard week for Cap. That's the bottom line. I'm on Kane right now. I don't know. I don't feel fantastic about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on Trent. I mean, I'm on Trent right now. I might stick. I might not, but...
We'll see. We got a big Friday Night Live. There's Champions League. Yeah. There's the City-Southampton match. So, we'll figure that out. Let me slap asses. We got three new signups. Diogo Nuno Mesquita. I wonder where he's from. Pedro Farinas and Tika. Let's get in there. Any last words?
No, it's nice pod.
Nice pod.
It's okay. Well, a little long, you know.
I think it was short, actually.
Oh, good.
Check us out at fmlfield.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlfield. Support us at patreon.com/fmlfield. Subscribe, rate, review, do!
Social Podcast Network.